This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side.
Yeah, I know, you don't believe I'm here.
I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You are listening to the real. There you go. See?
Take a look.
You're listening to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can get involved in the conversation. And please get involved in the conversation. If you go to Facebook, we do have a live feed on Facebook as well. Maybe you can enjoy that. There are definitely smarter people than I on the Facebook page. I'm starting to sound more, what's his name, Alex Jones, is that it? Am I clearing up now? Okay, so I don't sound like I'm on the back end of that stupid flu cold. I don't even know what to call it. You know why? Because what is it? They kept changing the climate change, climate cooling, global warming. People screwing a science event or something. I don't even know what you're going to call it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibbs is going to join me in the. After the break, always a good time with him when he's on. And he comes fresh off of his show, so he's like all wound up, ready to go, thank God. And second hour, David Weissman. I forgot why he's coming on. He's live from Israel, you know, and so he'll let us know what's that? Oh, he's challenging the Hollywood crowd. Anyway. I am Joe Messina. Okay, let's get to it. I got so many stories I want to get to tonight. I'm going to need like 5 hours. Everybody good with that? Study. I'll talk about the football thing in a minute, but hey, do you know that the immigration agents have begun rounding up Central American immigrants who have not complied with deportation orders? And everybody's up in arms about it. The raids have taken place in Texas and Georgia. And they mark the first of what reportedly will be the national effort by the administration to crack down on Central Americans who showed up at the U.S.-Mexico border by the tens of thousands back in 2014. Right? We're expecting these raids to occur on a national level since these families are all over the country, said Michelle Mendez, a lawyer with the Catholic Legal Immigration Network. Now, before you start burning your pictures, because I know some of you have bought them in mass, of El Presidente Trump, this was all done under the Obama administration. They did mass sweeping raids. They picked up people. They deported people. Not to the level that some of us would have liked. All right, but these were people that didn't show up for their hearings. I don't remember seeing this onslaught of riots. No, not protests, riots. I didn't see that. Did you see that? Anybody see that? Send me a link. If you can. I don't think you can. But send me a link to any videos or anything else you have like that where they were having where they were having riots, where they were having protests. The people were speaking badly about President Obama. You can't. You could spend hours looking, but you won't be able to find any. Because when it's what I've been saying for years on this show. If a Dem does it, it's holy scripture. If a Republican does it, it's because they're in league with Satan. It's really that simple. Then you don't have to think. But I got to tell you, I don't have time for this yet. I met with a group of moms this morning. Democrat moms. Yes. Because of the job that I have. Anyhow. And I was so, I got to tell you how excited I was. I was so excited. Because I'm thinking going into the meeting, okay, there's a bunch of moms. They're Democrats. They want to talk to us and tell us what in a bunch of jerks we are and all this other stuff. But guess what? They have seen the light. They have almost another 200 moms. They've got groups up and down the state because California's doing something stupid again. Or they're trying to push something really stupid. And these mom are Democrats. And the one woman said, I've been a Democrat all my life. Guess what? I voted for Trump this time. I voted Republican on the ticket. Because I've finally seen over the last few years what my party is doing to me. They've lost their minds. They've lost their way. And they say one thing and their actions prove a whole different way. And I think the Dems are going to bury themselves with this new law that they're trying to push through in California. Oh, California. The California Fruits and Nuts are doing it. It's called SB 18. You have to look into it. And basically, I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version. Here's how the thing, it's called, it's a safety child law or a safe child act or something like that. Got to use that safe word, right? Makes it, who doesn't want that? You want to keep kids safe. Anyway, long and short of it is this. It breaks it down into three or four sections. If the state feels that you're not feeding your child properly, you're not giving it the proper medical care, or you're not educating him or her properly, your child can be taken from you. So if you're a vegan and the government says you have to have 4 ounces of meat a week and you're not feeding your child meat, you could be in violation. If you're into homeschooling and they don't like what you're teaching your child, even though it's fully acceptable, they don't think they're getting enough of whatever. That's another reason. And what if you're into, holistic medicine? And it's working for you and your family. And then your whacktoid next-door neighbor, Gladys Kravitz, she decides to call the PC police. Then what happens? Yeah, this place has lost its mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. That ought to be fun. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Lucini, your host, just sitting real side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, really, get involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there and yell at the computer, yell at the radio, whatever, however it is you're getting a show. Got to get involved in the conversation. Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week. I always have a good time when he joins us on the show. All kinds of things going on, I'm sure, in his world, too. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
It is always a pleasure, sir.
And, were you a football player when you were a kid? Did you like that kind of rough
sport?
No,
I was a rugby player.
Okay. That's that English thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wouldn't know anything about it. Is it a real, like, is it a real tough sport, is it?
Yeah, very much so.
You realize that, like, one and two word answers on the radio kind of don't work out well?
Why would you say that?
So the, no, I love this. When I saw this go by, I'm going, how New York? This is going to be, first of all, must be a de Blasio thing. And I know some of the people listen, some of the parents are going to go, yeah, it makes sense to me. I'm not so sure. You know, think about the millions of kids that have played football over the years and any real damage that's been done. So New York has decided that with growing evidence of a link between football hits and brain injuries has led to all 50 states to pass laws aiming at protecting young people from concussions. But a New York lawmaker says, no, we're not going to play football no more. I mean, seriously, we can't do dodgeball. We can't do football. You know, what are they going to do, limit the speed of the baseball? You're going to turn all baseball players into softball players now at school? I get you wanting to protect your kids, but, I mean, you can't protect them from everything, can you?
I mean, ping pong, that's what they get a bad neck. If one of them balls to hit you in the eye, I'm blind you for life. I mean, it does get a little ridiculous, right?
And the helmets they make, there are lots. When I was a kid, they had the rubber bands inside to keep the helmet from hitting you in the head and give you a little bit of cushion, and that was about it, right? Now they have air and water, and they have these air things that they can pump the helmet up so it really just kind of wraps around your head, acts as a major league air cushion. I just don't know if simply banning it is the way to fix all that. Get one to protect the kids. But isn't it just like, you were there for a while, isn't that just like New York? He's a Bronx Democrat. My God, you'd think he'd have a little more guts than that, don't you?
Yeah, I think that there is this ideology that they want to wrap people up in cotton wool. You know, kids, wrap them up in cotton wool, cotton balls, and then when they go to college, they'll be all kind of ready for that, for their safe space.
No kidding, right? That's an amazing thing, too, for me. I look at that stuff. You look at what's going on. You know, it's really interesting, though, these safe space people. It's not working out well for them right now, is it? I mean, you've got the safe space people that are on campuses. How are they dealing with the riots? Because those are kind of like their clan. Are they having a break in their church? Right?
I definitely think the level of response that happened when Milo went to speak and there was a riot recently, I think that there's a direct correlation between the attitudes of colleges and the way that these things are turning out. I mean, I'm all for freedom of speech. I'm all for peaceful protest. But when you're throwing fireworks at the police, you've lost my respect and attention immediately.
Yeah. No, they were saying that he's nothing but a hate monger. And that what I love, though, and you know this about him, they were calling him a racist. And what he said, he responded with, obviously, you've never been in my bedroom, you know, because I only date black men. And I start laughing. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, these people are so hung up. Talk about being hung up on a label. Talk about being hung up about, you know, calling people names or putting them in categories. They blame us for doing that all the time, but this is how they live, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's kind of concerning. I mean, they were calling him a neo-Nazi. I saw somebody on Twitter saying he was a neo-Nazi and he was homophobic, and I'm like, really? Are we talking about who are we talking about? We can't be talking about Milo. But it's the newest go-to is if I had a dollar for every time I've been called a neo-Nazi lately, or even a homophobe, or just all of these go-to terminologies for people that disagree. But it's kind of, it's become boring now. I mean, come up with something new.
Well, you dismiss it. And the bad part about dismissing it is that if you are stepping over the line, if you are acting like, like racist or a bigot or something like that, they are dumbing that word down. They are making it of such no effect that I hear the word now and I go, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, and I could be doing something nasty, and I just don't know it. But that's what producer Tammy's for. She's got a gun. She'll keep me in line.
Good. I told her she should keep one under the desk, and also one of those that gives electric shocks.
Now,
what's it called? A taser.
You know, I So listen, I don't know if you keep hearing about this. There's no voter fraud, right? Have you heard that from the left? That we don't. There is no voter fraud. It's so minor. It's not a big deal. Illegals don't vote. Yada yada yada. Except for the Mexican citizen that was sentenced to 8 years in prison for voter fraud.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah.
And this is not new. We do stories like this on the show, actually frequently during election time. So this woman was convicted of voter fraud. She's speaking out after a Tarrant County jury sentenced her to 8 years in prison. Prosecutors say the reason the official at the elections department in Dallas didn't stop the voter fraud from happening is because Rosa Ortega claimed she was a citizen on her application. So she lied. Nobody checked her. I love it. So now the Targa County DA is calling for these claims to be verified before handing out registration cards. Well, shouldn't they already be doing that? Right?
Of course. Of course. Don't you, when you have to go take your driving test, you have to prove who you are. You know, there are many things in this life where you have to show your identification. You know, and some places, if you want to cash your check, you've got to show a photo ID. So surely, with something as intricate as voting, you should have to prove who you are.
Well, the racist jury apparently doesn't like Mexicans or something. So the uncle comes out and starts, you know, pointing his finger and going, you know, she's got kids. What's going to happen to her kids? This is not fair. And I'm thinking, is that the argument we're going to use for all the felons in prison? You know, he's got kids. She's got kids. She was only robbing the bank to put clothes on her kids' back. I mean, it's kind of where we've actually gone down this whacked road that it doesn't matter what you do. If you could justify it because you're hungry, you needed it, you have kids to take care of. You know, he says the woman was here almost all her life. She has a learning disability, so she really doesn't know she's not here legally. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Mastiv, your host, Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back with Xander Gibb in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. I'm Trouble Senior Host. What is that? That's Dire Straits, right? You know, I only know this song. I would have never listened to them. But the year this song was a big deal, I drove from Massachusetts to Florida. And I must have heard this song 742,000 gazillion times going up and down the freeways there. So it's like a love-hate relationship with that song. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, listen, head up to my website, okay? Got two ways to do this. Buy my book. You're going to find that on the website. It's Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Do you know what I could write? How long did it take me to get that title right? The book was out for a month. It took 8 months to write it, and I still couldn't say it right. Head over to Amazon.com. You can get that pretty quick there, too, as well. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Speaking of a right-wing Bible, well, I don't know if he's like a right-wing, but I don't know. He may not fit all of the, he definitely fits the white guy thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. What?
I'm just a right-wing homophobe. Get it right, Joe.
Oh, hey. There's your book. There's your title.
Yeah.
Is that? Oh, yeah, there you go. A right-wing gay homophobe.
No, it should be called, I'm a right-wing homophobe, and my boyfriend is too.
I don't charge for titles, dude. It's cool. So, anyway, yeah, it's this thing with Milo, I just love this. I love what they're doing to him. I love what a bunch of jackwagons they're looking like. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a second. But this, you know, we're crying over all this stuff. Here's a woman who's been here since she was 14 years old. She's had time to make it right, to make it legal. She's chosen not to do it at this point in her life. She's got kids, and what they're saying is it's not fair for them to jail her because she has kids. What she did has nothing to do with this. I mean, am I just being a Bible-thumping, right-wing, cold-hearted white guy?
Yes. But
I'll catch you later.
But you know, I kind of have to agree with you. I think there are a lot of people in this country who are still illegal that have had the opportunity to become legal. And so why wouldn't you if that were the case, you know?
Yeah, and there's churches that will help you. There is nonprofit organizations that will help you. There are 22. She's had 22 years to pull this off. So
wow.
I do. I get to the point with Xander. I don't have any. I really don't have any sympathy for these people. It's the same thing with the woman. The woman that was. I don't know if you talked about her on your show this week at all. She was just deported after checking in. And there's a conflicting stories there, because some stories say she didn't check in. And that's one of the reasons she was in trouble, because she wasn't checking in on a regular basis. And she was convicted of a felony. You ready for this? She was convicted of a felony in 2008 of stealing, you know, somebody's identity, having false papers, all this stuff that would send an American citizen to jail. She was let out, allowed to stay here illegally. And then when the deportation order came down, which didn't come down this week, or in the last 15 days, she ducked the deportation order. And now they're mad because she was actually picked up and deported. I mean, I'm worried as to what's happening to us here.
Well, I think Elizabeth Warren is going to be all over this very soon, isn't she? And she's going to be wanting for her to be made mayor of whichever town in Florida it is that she was living. But, you know, seriously, I kind of think something has got to give them. And when you think about it, you know, Republicans have been saying often enough, yeah, we will sit down and negotiate with you about illegals, but let's close the border first. And I actually think that Donald Trump is going to be the one to do this. I mean, they just did the costings for the wall, but the wall is going to cost far less. It's going to pay for itself. It's going to cost far less than illegal immigration is costing right now. So the wall is definitely a good idea. I mean, even Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, was supportive and said, you know, since we put one on the southern border of Israel, it's really kind of changed things. You know, we've not had the level of attacks we've had before. We've not had the level of illegals coming over since that has been done. And people were saying, oh, you should apologize for saying that. How dare you tell the truth, Mr. Netanyahu?
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I love how the naysayers of the wall are going, you know, we, like Nancy Pelosi, she voted to build the wall. She voted to fund the wall. What's her name? Mrs. Clinton voted to fund the wall, to build the wall. And what happens? Now she's saying, well, if we build a wall, they're just going to go over it with a ladder. You know, walls don't stop anybody. I'm thinking, what were you? Your meds were off the morning you voted for it? Why was it okay under Obama? Why was it okay, you know, under Bush? And then all of a sudden Obama steps in office. It's like, okay, we can put that in the back burner now. So they didn't mean it, I guess, right?
Well, clearly not, but so many things that other people have done, clearly when Mr. Trump does it, oh, it's not the same, it's wrong. You know, with this executive order, when Obama did the same thing, and let's not forget, Obama chose these seven countries, his administration. When he did it, it was all hunky-dory. When President Trump does it, it's a shunder. I can't see the difference myself.
Well, no, I did a story before you came on about these raids that were going on, where they were picking people up that hadn't checked in and deporting them. But I didn't say who it was at first. And it was President Obama had ordered these raids.
Yep.
It was done under his administration. And I don't recall. I don't. You know, Xander, I'm a little old. I might forget these things, so you can remind me.
You know that.
Yeah. Yes, it's well documented. Thank you very much. But you have I don't remember there being any riots. I don't remember people, you know, tearing up streets. I don't remember any of that stuff happening. Am I just having a memory moment? I mean, when Mr. No. Obama was picking those people up, weren't the Dems like rioting in the streets then?
No, they weren't.
Yeah, just again, just amazing to me. Anyhow.
It's called a double standard, and we're seeing so many of them, and clearly, you know, right now, if you don't like the president, that gives you a blank check to do and say exactly what you please, even break the law, even stop the education secretary from going into a building just because you don't like the president. I think it's time to get tough, Joe. What do you think?
Oh, no, listen, bring out the water hoses, dude. I mean, they did it in D.C., and they cleaned that place up in more ways than one, right? They cleaned up the streets with the water and got the people out there. But it's amazing to me. I went to a function last night, and there were a bunch of people out there, probably close to 100, and they were picketing because protesting, and I was there with a congressman, and they were protesting, you know, save ACA, save ACA. And I'm thinking, you guys just, you will suck anything in that your party gives you. You will believe anything they put on a piece of paper and put in front of your eyes. You're not listening. You're not paying attention. He's not doing it. He might be doing away with ACA because it ain't so affordable. And what a bunch of selfish pieces of work. They're pushing to keep something in place that is now costing families in some states 65 to 141% more. But they're okay with that. That's how their equality works. They're okay with that. Anyway, they were there picketing him, protesting him, because they thought he was voting to repeal it. He said, look, we're voting to fix it. We're not taking health care away from anybody. We're voting to simply fix it. So I'm really getting crazy with these people. And I got them all riled up to the point where they were saying some nice things about me before the night was over. But, I mean, it's misinformation. That's what's driving
right.
and fueling all this nastiness. Don't you agree?
But regardless of anything, if President Trump issued an edict tomorrow and said Obamacare is dead and gone, what people seem to forget is that insurance companies are committed by contract for 2017 to provide Obamacare. So nothing's going to happen for a year anyway, realistically.
No, and you know what? The Republicans, we don't need... I don't want to say the aggravation, but they don't need the ammunition if Republicans can't figure out that they need to find a way to make sure that those people have the coverage that it stays in place. I don't know. I don't really, other than a handout, a flat out handout, I do not know what these people want. I really don't. I don't know if anything's going to make them happy until every seat's filled by a Democrat. What do you think?
No, I definitely think it would take that to make them happy. But, you know, I just go back very quickly to the healthcare situation.
No, you have to wait. You have to take a note because we believe in capitalism here. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Hey, you know, you're into singing. We're going to talk about Toby Keith afterward, too. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I don't know if I'm going to make it back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We always have a good time when he's on the show. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Yeah.
You were talking about how unaffordable the Affordable Care Act has been.
Absolutely disgusting, and even kind of like, you know, local initiative, you know, if you earn $10 more than a certain amount, you know, you can't get the cheaper versions and all of this, and it's a worry, and I'm sad that some people have to make the choice between paying their rent and paying for health care, you know, and I think as you get older, you actually need it more. And so, you know, Barry's Affordable Care Act has only been affordable for some. The whole ideology was that it was supposed to be affordable for everybody.
And one family sent me an email. It was last week, and I just was sick on and off, and I never got around to it. But basically, they were telling me that they couldn't afford it. They couldn't afford to buy it, and somehow they got fined on their IRS. They got fined almost $2,100.
Happened to me too.
Really?
There's a clause with the Affordable Care Act. It's a compulsory purchase product, and so if you don't buy it when it comes around to your taxes, you're penalized for it, and it's disgusting.
Wait a minute.
It is absolutely disgusting.
So you get penalized for it, and you still don't get the insurance, right?
Yep.
Wow. Wow. This is cool. No, I did not. I figured what?
When you're due to get your refund, they take that money out of the refund.
Wow. This is not the United States. This is the United Mafia of America.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm getting comfortable with it now. This was working out well for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
so
Barry.
I sent you something to help with your weight loss program a few minutes ago.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Just that thing with Rosie O'Donnell.
If
you can eat anything after seeing that, you are more of a man than I am, buddy boy. So I think she's trying for a gig on Saturday Night Live. She's trying for a recurring role on Saturday Night Live. So she's been made up to look like Steve Bannon. All right? And if you look at the picture, I got to tell you, she might be very happy because, you know, she is kind of manly, right?
you ever see how
she walks? Come on.
Yeah.
Don't hide behind PC.
I knew Rosie pretty well, and you know, she, you know, I would have considered her a friend up until recently, but I think this obsession with Donald Trump has to stop. Really, it does.
Look it. I grew up with a lot of... for lack of a better way of saying it, so keep your own emails, all right? This is you'll get this, like, tough Boston broads. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, wrestlers. They could be wrestlers, these women. And that's what I think of when I see Rosie, the way she talks, the way she slams her hands, how she carries herself, all that. You know, just a tough, I think she's from New York, I think. Sounds like she's from New York.
She's from Long Island.
So, see, there you go. See, I was able to, anyhow... And she carries herself like a very tough person. So I got a kick out of this. But when I saw the pictures, you saw the pictures, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you really wouldn't be able to tell them apart if you saw her.
But that was photoshopped, you know.
No, I didn't know that. Somebody told me it was all makeuped.
No, it was photoshopped.
Oh, too bad. I thought it was a Mrs. Doubtfire kind of thing. That was funny.
Focus on the way, Steve, dear.
I was looking at her hairline. I was looking at the thing. I'm thinking to myself, boy, that doesn't look bad. I mean, whoever did that did a great job. See, that's why I don't do Photoshop. But I'm okay with her playing the part. Seriously, no?
Yeah, and you know, I think that anybody who thinks that Donald Trump doesn't have a sense of humor is ridiculous. You know, I've had people messaging me on my website saying, Senator, how do you feel Donald Trump would... react to you saying China the way you do on your show? I'm like, I think he would laugh, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's about where you're coming from with these things. And anything I say about Donald Trump, even in fun, it's not meant disrespectfully. But some of what these people are doing clearly is.
So you don't have, regular TV? Do you have Netflix or Hulu or anything like that?
I have regular TV.
Oh, too bad. And you're going to miss it. Well, you're
going to
miss it. Well, I'm not going to buy you one today because they went stupid the other. You hear they lost, 250,000 subscribers or something? Because of this show. So a race-baiting new show on Netflix called Dear White People. Okay?
Wow.
You don't even need a description of this, right? You know where this is going. So just what do you think, stupid? This generation couldn't get any dumber. They talk Netflix into doing this kind of thing. And Netflix, I hear their stock took a little hit, and their subscribers took a hit. So this is now a whole new generation. It says the trailer for the very controversial new Netflix program has really rubbed America the wrong way. Netflix has lost customers over it. More than 250,000 actually, it's closer to a million dislikes have been up there on the trailer on the item. It's called Dear White People. And let me see. Does it give a description of what this is about? Come on. I hate computers, buddy. Yeah, it's got a Black Lives Matter thing. It says, I have to laugh. These sissy snowflakes need an island of their own. Just draw faces on a whole bunch of coconuts and watch them be offended by a silent coconut. Because let's face it, they don't really. Oh, no, this thing is hilarious. So my question for you is this where we're going to go in entertainment?
Hopefully not, but I'm seeing more and more boycotts. I know that my sister and I won't go to Chili's anymore because they've said that they're going to start making heavy donations to Planned Parenthood. So people are voting with their feet, and why shouldn't they?
They should, with their purses, with their wallets. You know, because these companies, that's all they understand is money. You know, seriously.
Yeah, hit them where it hurts.
But, I mean, look, let's be honest about this, though. They would not put the money into something like this in unless they thought it could fly, right?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a worry that they thought that it could. Because it's kind of like inverted racism, isn't it, if you like?
Yeah. I mean, they're gonna tell us, like they do at colleges and other places, why white people are bad, what we have to do to be better, what we have to do to help them. This is so, I mean, it's so confusing to a young person trying to work through all of this, which is why you parents need to raise your kids right at home.
You mean you don't have white guilt, Joe?
No, I have Italian Catholic guilt. That's what I grew up with.
Okay. Yeah, I've got Jewish youngest.
See what I mean? You know, yeah. I got the one where your mother says, you know, I was in labor with you for 22 hours. The least you could do is go get me something on the refrigerator. I mean,
yeah.
That kind of, right? You got it.
Yeah,
you got the same thing where you came from.
I was pregnant with you for 9 months. Go get me another cannoli.
Yeah, and so I look at this stuff, and then I don't know how do we, come on, give me some ideas here. How do we shut this down? How do we push back on these people without doing violence? Because I'm worried about the violence portion of this. I really am. I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. How do we push back on these people without it becoming just a violent mess?
Well, I'm definitely one. I totally advocate contacting companies. I've been encouraging people to contact Netflix and to withdraw their subscriptions because of what Chelsea Handler has been saying about the president. And she has a show on Netflix. She's been relegated there because nobody else will touch her. And I even found out the contact details of the CEO that people could write to him and call him as well. And he wasn't very happy that I shared it. But it's
Well, Harry, this will make you happy. There's been over 200 Inauguration Day rioters been arrested, and they're facing felony charges. So these people are going to face up to a $25,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison for the damage and for what they did on that day because they were told to disperse. There were all kinds of things. They were given plenty of chances to move along and get out of the way. And, the libs, the guys on the left, are going out of their minds right now because these people have a right to protest. They have a right to voice their opinion. Yes, they do, but they don't have a right. You know what? Wouldn't you love to be with one of these nut jobs from Hollywood and have him or her say to you, you know, you're standing next to their car and have him or her say to you, you know, they have a right to express their opinion. And if that means they smash a window to get their point across, so be it. I would lean over and I would punch the side of their Bentley fender and go, oh, thank you for letting me express myself. I feel so much better now, right?
Yeah, exercising my rights.
Yeah.
You know, there you go.
Although the Italian me want me to take his face and make an impression of his face on the hood, but I guess that would
sure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be so cool. But I'd be expressing myself, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. It's a religious rite of passage.
Yeah, really. See, I like that. It works for me. Anyhow, tell people where they can find you.
Xandergibb.com or definitely not any brands of chilies.
No, there you go. No. You can find everything in one place. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the real side on GCN Live. Come on back. David Weissman, right? Weissman. That's what I said. Joins us live from Israel. And he's going to call out the Hollywood types. Let's see how that goes over. We'll be back in a minute.